So we begin the breath meditation by assuming a seated position. And if you're in a chair, take a comfortable position, putting your feet on the ground, planting your hands somewhere where they're comfortable, either on your thighs or perhaps folded in your lap. If possible, we want a straight back, although that's not necessary. But if you can, imagine a rope pulling your head from the ceiling. So it's erect, but not overly rigid. And if you wish, closing your eyes. Otherwise, you may keep them slightly open, staring at the ground in front of you, picking a spot that's not too interesting so you can just ground yourself but not be diverted. So whatever position you find yourself in, we begin by locating the breath. And here we want to locate the breath wherever we feel it the strongest. That might be in the rising and falling of the belly. It might be in the chest as it expands and contracts, or perhaps in the air as it comes into and out of the nostrils. So placing your attention on one of those spots or some other place where you feel the breath particularly strong, we settle the attention there. Breathing at a normal pace in and out through the nose. And at some point, your attention will wander away to some thought of the past or future, some plan or idea. And when that happens, just notice that that's happened. Acknowledge it, and then bring your attention back to the breath. And if your attention wanders 30 times in 30 seconds, that's perfectly fine. Just bring it back to the breath each time. Feeling the rise and fall of the belly. You can imagine as if a balloon were blowing up on the inside of your stomach, raising the stomach up as you inhale and collapsing as you exhale. And when the attention wanders, we notice where it's gone and just bring it back to the breath. Staying grounded in the present moment. Noticing not only the rise and fall of the belly, also noticing the breath as it begins and ends, noticing the pause at the end of the in-breath and a parallel pause at the end of the out-breath. Placing your attention on those pauses as a way of simply noticing the breath, acknowledging the breath. Again, noticing when the attention wanders, where it goes, and just bringing it back again to the breath, wherever you're finding it the strongest. And we try in the breath meditation to remain as still as possible. We often notice a desire to move, or especially a desire to scratch something, which invariably ends up itching during this period. There's nothing wrong with itching an urge, itching a scratch, but allow yourself to gently notice, before you do anything, notice the urge to move or the urge to scratch. Sitting with it for a while, we often notice as it goes away. As we find, all urges will go away, go their own way, if we just allow them to, simply like all thoughts go their own way. But again, we're not pushing the urge away, and we're not embracing it, just noticing it as it rises and as it dissipates. Just as our thoughts arise and dissipate, if we don't cling to them. We could do an entire practice simply focusing on the breath. It's the most basic form of meditation. It's simple, but not easy. But we're taking our attention off of the breath. Place it on the body and begin by noticing if your posture has shifted at all while you are sitting in these first parts of the meditation. It's gone forward or backwards. Perhaps readjust your posture. Feeling your seat, your ground. Noticing the balance, sensing the feet grounded, and just having a sense of the entire body seated and breathing. Noticing again when the attention wanders away, bringing it back to the body, which is always in the present. Noticing when the attention wanders off, noticing where it goes and bringing it back to the body, to the breath, to the body breathing. And then taking our attention off the body, we'll place it on sound, noticing what sounds are surrounding us. If there is noise from a house or a street, focusing on that, making that the focus of our ground, the focus of our attention, so that when a thought arises, we ground ourselves in the sound. And you may want at this point to explore the sound of your tinnitus as one of a object of meditation. Or if that's too painful or not pleasant, bring it back to the body or the breath as the focus. But if you can, just noticing the sound of the tinnitus, try not to react to it. Trying to observe it as you would observe any other sound, and perhaps observing it alongside of other sounds in your area, whatever you have, as if you were one big ear consciousness. Again, noticing just as you did with the breath or body when a thought arises, and bringing the attention back to your present focus, either the sound or if you've gone back to the breath, that as well. We often think of sound as an obstacle to the meditation practice. It's actually a way to sometimes bring us back to the present moment. Attention to sound. And then moving our attention away from outer sound and placing our attention on our thoughts. Noticing that these two can be the object of our attention, although we usually just notice them and come back to the breath or the body. We can observe our thoughts as well, observing them in a way that does not involve clinging to them, but does not involve pushing them away, force trying to avoid them, but just noticing them as the hub of a bicycle wheel is in relation to the rim. And the spokes of the wheel being our attention, we notice we can just place our attention on our thoughts and observe them. It's neither good nor bad, right nor wrong, not necessarily true or false either. Just noticing them for what they are, thoughts. No more substantial reality than we give them. There is a constant stream of thought in one way to define mindfulness, in shorthand, is a mindfulness is an attempt to break our addiction to thought. And by observing thoughts and not being connected to them and not forcing them away, which simply allows them to grow stronger often, develop the ability to watch them. As we find, we can't control our thoughts necessarily, but we can control our attention. And then moving our attention away from having any particular object, not breath, nor body, nor sound, nor thought, simply placing it in a state that we call choiceless awareness, where we let the attention go wherever it wants to go, not trying to control it, noticing only when it gets stuck at a place or an object or a thought, what that is like. Just giving it free play. And as with breath meditation, we could sit like this literally for hours, simply observing the train of our attention. As we flit from thought to breath observation, to sensing our body, to sound, this is also a meditation to perform outside, and when add your eye consciousness to the mix. And simply sit in being. Thoreau would spend whole mornings in this state, No place to go, nothing to do. And bringing our attention back to the breath, perhaps locating the breath in some other place than where we started out, noticing the difference between feeling the breath in our belly and in our chest or in our nose, placing our attention there, feeling the chest expand and contract, the belly rise and fall. Just noticing the cycle of breath. Noticing it as if our life depended upon it, because in a way it does. When you're ready, opening your eyes.